Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carlos mentioned the changeup as being the key pitch in his mind for you tonight. I know that you've gone away from that a little bit lately. Why tonight was it so prominent?
Fourth inning, they kind of rocked some fastballs and, did some damage on that. So I kind of had to pivot from the original game plan and start using my changeup. And, the more I threw it, the better it felt. So, I was really happy about that.
Carlos also told us that prior to the seventh inning, he said, He's gonna push it a little bit out there with you. When you go out and you know your pitch count's close to 100, but manager tells you that you're gonna have a little bit of runway, does that alter at all the mindset or how you go about things, knowing that you'll probably get that inning?
Like the last inning after I came out in the sixth, I definitely wanted the ball, and my mind is kind of gonna empty the tank and give it everything we got. So it's kind of what I was doing from there, from the sixth on, and really happy I got through that.
How did it feel to get that ovation from the fans there?
It's incredible. This game's very finicky, and be able to have a good outing in front of the home crowd is incredible, and you feel the love. So very special moment.
You just started the last quarter of the season. The game's feeling more urgent now?
Sort of. At the end of the day, we can only, do what we can control and, win the games we can play. And, other than that, it's kind of, up for grabs. So we just got to continue what we're doing and, win some ball games.
John, you've gone seven innings now, three of your last four starts, especially in this day and age. Is there a certain level of pride in pushing it to that point and giving the team consistent length like that?
I'm just trying to help this team win, and if that's sometimes only four or five innings or seven innings, great. So it feels like a good seven, but I'm just trying to help the team anyway again.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.